promised you a martini. I have a martini. Because I deliver. Like a fucking midwife, I deliver. It's actually not true. If you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, you know that's complete bullshit. I'm always saying, I need to do an episode about this. I have so many things that I need to do an episode about that I have never gotten to. My actual legitimate delivery rate is probably 5%, and that's being pretty fucking generous. Again, see, this is called self-awareness. This is what women don't have. You ask a woman, hey, what are your faults? A woman will look at you like you're stupid. She has no faults. She has a vagina. She is perfect in every fucking way. There's no, she is so perfect. She's a princess. She's beautiful just the way she is. She's 40. She's fat. And she's fabulous. I saw it on Oprah. I can be anything I want to be. You go, girl. And if men don't love me for me, there's something wrong with them. And I, the great one himself, I am right. And you are wrong. And your feelings do not fucking matter. Because this is not a safe space. There's no safe space around. If you're looking for, if you came here, if somebody said unto you, go to Stating the Obvious podcast and listen to it because it's a safe space. They lied to you. Oh, you were lied to. Just like when you were growing up and people say, you can do anything you want and it doesn't matter what your college diploma is in. You can get a diploma in ethnic studies and international communications and you can still be president of the United States, right? All these things we told you, well, you know, women like men who are sensitive and talk about their feelings. And when you're, you should just be yourself. That's what's really important. Women like it when a man is just himself. I can tell you for a fact, I have tried this. I have just been myself with a woman. I have attempted to get a woman to have sex with me while masturbating and playing computer games and eating Cheetos. I can tell you for a fact, no woman I tried this with was even remotely sexually attracted to me, okay? Just be yourself. No, just being yourself doesn't fucking work, all right? I am the great one himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. On the internet, CYNLIBSOC.com. You can send us an email at dog, that's God spelled backwards, dog me. God. I haven't even drank yet. I've had like 3 sips. You can send us email at God. It's dog spelled. I should set up dog at CYNLIBSOC.com as well. You can send us email to God, dog spelled backwards, G-O-D, at CYNLIBSOC.com. On the interwebs, today is still the 22nd of June, 2016. 7th year of our, or no, 8th? 8th year of our Lord and Savior, Hussein Obama. Everybody has free health care. Everybody is now equal. Poverty has been eliminated. The other nations on the planet Earth respect us. It's still, hang on a second, just stay there. I had to go fill up the water bottle. And in the control room on the other side of the glass, being seen and not heard, is the lovely and adorable Randy. So anyway, look. Look. Dude, shut up and talk about something. Stop tangenting. Look. Oh yeah, the BR exit thing is coming up as well. Is that today? Is that tomorrow? It's sometime really soon. It'll be interesting to watch England commit suicide. So as we were getting ready to do this, I was thinking about it. I was thinking, how did the British people become the biggest fucking pussies on the planet Earth? I mean, how did that happen? And then it occurred to me, well, all the real men that were still left in England came to the American continent, and the only thing that was left behind in Great Britain was all the fucking vaginas. I think that might be what happened to England. Now we are going to find out if England stays in the EU or gets the fuck out. I mean, either way, they're fucked. If they stay in the EU, the EU, it's just going to happen sooner. All right, hang on. Here we go. Oh, screw you. goddamn computer. All right, hang on. I'm doing work here.
You mean research. That's what it's called.
Here we go. All right. Yeah. See, this is from... All right, I'm not sure if I'm going to believe any of this. Okay, not really sure if this is true or not. It's on the internet, it must be true. So the other day, as you all know, the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, who's been on the internet since 1999, founded the Cynical Libertarian Society in 1999, podcasting for 11 years, 12 years in November of 2016, go fuck yourself. As you know, the great one himself drinks Plymouth Gin. That is the exclusive and official hard liquor of the Cynical Libertarian Society is Plymouth Gin. So I go to the store the other day because I got to stock up on Plymouth Gin because, I mean, fuck, we're in election season and I need a lot of booze. In fact, you know, I'm drinking martini right now. Delicious. Now I'm in the liquor store. The fuck is that? Okay. And I'm walking up to the shelf where the gin is, because I know where it's at. And I reach up to where the Plymouth Gin, and I see two different bottles of Plymouth Gin. And one of them is $5 more than the other one. But they're the same fucking size. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Now, it's like, now how is some fucking corporation fucking me over? So I look at the bottles, I read the labels. And the expensive, $5 more, the more expensive bottle of gin says upon it, Navy Strength. Instead of 41% alcohol, like the normal gin, the normal Plymouth gin, this is 57% alcohol. Now, the story here, and this is what I don't know if it's true or not, is that if you take gin at 57% alcohol or greater and pour it on gunpowder, the gunpowder will ignite. That's the story told by the label. That's the story told by the internet. Where are Mythbusters when you need them? Oh yeah, that's right. They're busy being metrosexual. I told this story a long time ago. I'll tell it again since I brought up Mythbusters. When I first heard of Mythbusters, I thought, oh man, this is right up my alley. This sounds exactly like the sort of thing I want to watch. Love this shit. Right? We're going to do science. We're going to take these urban myths, these rumors, this shit that's on the internet, we're going to actually try it and see if it works. I was just like, oh, dude, I'm going to fucking masturbate to this show. It's going to be that good. I was so excited. I got the DVDs from the library. I put the first one in and I start watching this. And it's this episode about you're going to pour all the chemicals into a toilet and see if the toilet blows up or not. All right, great. And it's like, they're like an hour long. I mean, commercial time included, right? And I'm like, how in the fuck? I think there were an hour. I could be wrong, but it's been a long time. But I'm looking, I'm going, how in the fuck can, however long it is, even if it's 30 minutes with the commercials, I'm thinking, how in the fuck can you pad this out to even 30 minutes or an hour? You come on the thing, you say, all right, we're going to test the hypothesis that if you put a bunch of cleaning chemicals in a toilet, they'll mix together and explode. All right, there you go. That took 10 seconds. Then you take the toilet and then you turn on the camera and you pour a bunch of chemicals into the toilet and you stand back and you let go. Does it blow up or not? That's 60 seconds. Okay, so you have 70 seconds of material. how the fuck is this a 30-minute show? Or a one-hour show, whatever it was. And then I discovered, because it's like, well, Jamie is mad at Bobby or whatever the other guy's name, I think. Yeah, and they're having a bad day, and he's really upset about this. I'm like, why? Why are we talking? And we know the answer. The answer is because of the feminization of North America. Why? Well, I don't give a fuck about the emotional turmoil of the fucking bald guy on Mythbusters. You know, I don't give a shit that fucking Metrosexual 1 and Metrosexual 2 are having a bad day and they're not getting along with each other. This is what we've been reduced to as a society. Take the chemicals, turn the camera on, pour the fucking chemicals in the toilet. Either it blows up or it don't. It's 60 fucking seconds. I don't need to know about the feminized emotional responses of all these idiots. I don't care about their interpersonal problems. I want to know, does the fucking toilet blow up or does it not blow up? This is a key. This is key. This is a perfect example for those of you who think there's no fucking difference between men and women. The women, I'm sure, just like, oh, and Jamie, oh, he's having a bad day. Maybe they should sit down and talk about their feelings, because they could really work this out and come to some kind of conclusion. Maybe they should get counseling. You know, oh, if I were him, this is what I would do. I would say, Jamie, now let's sit down and let's talk about this and let's get an understanding of your emotional feelings inside, and maybe we can reach some conclusions that will help us work together better in the future, so that we can maximize our time together and get the most out of each other. Men are just like, pour the fucking chemicals in the goddamn toilet. Okay. And this, it all ties in. You're like, what the fuck does this have to do with episode 3? Well, here's what this has to do with episode 3. We've discovered all this. Let's recap. I always love saying the word briefly, because we all know I don't do anything briefly. Let's recap. Women don't know what the fuck they want. Women have no self-awareness. They have no fucking clue. Women say they want to fuck metrosexual pajama boys. Women really want to fuck homeless degenerates, fucking drug dealers, you know, rapists, murderers, child molesters, men who live at home with their parents. Oh, that's who they really want to Christian Grey. What they really want is a millionaire to stick a Coke bottle up their ass while they're in fucking suspended fucking traction. Okay. That's what women really want. They don't want to be fucked by metrosexual pajama boy. Men, somewhere along the way, if they were, I'm assuming, because I wasn't alive 2,000 years ago or 20,000 years ago. Somewhere along the way, men got even stupider than they were before when it comes to their understanding of women. Somewhere along the way, men started thinking that what women say is more important than what women do. Now, in just in case you're wondering, I'll be very clear. All of this is the man's fault. Because men, white men, Take 3. Heterosexual white men who work for a living are the only humans on the planet Earth that have agency. You'll hear all this stuff in certain places. Yeah, like, people will say, well, we can't say such and such about women, or we can't say about black people because we're taking away their agency. We're making it sound like they can't think for themselves. See, I am the only person on the planet Earth, as far as I know, who is telling you the truth. They can't think for themselves. They do not have agency. I've discussed this ad nauseum, especially when it comes to women. Women do not have agency. Women are biologically, neurologically, their brain chemistry, they are impossible. They cannot have. It is impossible for a woman to possess moral agency. A woman There are zero exceptions to this. Well, a woman can't start a business. No, I know women who start businesses. There are, you know, women can't. No, there are some women. Okay, there are zero exceptions. There is no woman who has ever been born or will be born who has moral agency. No woman can distinguish right from wrong. Evolution, natural selection, has taken that away from them because they have never needed it. For a woman, the number one priority is survive. That requires her to reproduce. Everything a woman does is focused on her survival and reproduction. If you have loyalty, integrity, morality, those things all get in the way of that, right? If you're shacking up with the white guys, and then say the yellow guys come in and invade and kill all the white guys, you have to suddenly start shacking up with the yellow guys. Otherwise, the yellow guys, if you don't have sex with them and give them babies, they're going to kill you. Now you're dead. This is why women do not have loyalty, right? When the Nazis went into France, what happened? Not all, but many French women just started fucking the Nazis. The Nazis are here. They're the stronger than, there are the alpha males. They are stronger than the indigenous Frenchmen. I will now spread my legs for the better sperm cells. Women, no integrity, no loyalty, no morality. I don't care how much that hurts your feelings. I do not fucking care. This is not a safe space. This is the truth. I know this is the first time you've heard this in your life. I don't give a shit. And no, you do not know this one woman who has integrity or loyalty, or the ability to distinguish right from wrong. You do not know that woman. They do not exist. Every woman, when the chips are down, will shift loyalties, backstab the people she's currently having sex with. She will do whatever she has to do to survive. This is why women, much more than men, I mean, everybody does the virtue signaling, but this is why women, just whatever direction the majority of society goes in, women go right along with it. They don't know right from wrong. Many women loved Adolf Hitler. Loved him. That brief moment of silence was brought to you by Plymouth Gin. So I had a nice sip of martini. By the way, this martini is not made with the gunpowder strength gin. I haven't opened the first of those bottles yet. Because when I saw that, I was like, oh, I'm buying two of these. I mean, shit. Why not, right? So I'm right currently still drinking the old, only 41% gin. So there was something else I was going to say, but I forgot what it was. Because that's how we go around here. Because I tangent. Randy, what were we talking about between shows? The England thing and everybody, all the real men came to America. We got that. All right. Oh, we're recapping. Okay, so men started believing what women say. And, oh yeah, okay, I know where I was now. I'm not bullshitting you guys. I have, it's like 20 pages of notes here, maybe 15. 15 to 20 pages of notes. I still have no fucking idea what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter how many notes I have. My brain. Are you kids? When I was your age, my brain worked right. All right, anyway. This is all men's fault because men are the only ones. We're the only ones who can distinguish right from wrong. We are the only ones who can think logically. And for those of you who are stupid, the 99%ers, let me emphasize two fucking things. Number one, this is not evil. This is biology, right? The ability of women to not make moral decisions, to not have moral agency, to not have agency in general, to not have integrity. Again, why do women need to initiate anything? The only thing a woman needs to initiate is getting the best sperm in her vagina that she can get and getting the best male provisioner that she can get. Other than a woman doesn't, has in throughout the history of the human species, women have not needed to initiate anything other than that. It's not evil, it's just evolution. That's why they don't have moral agency. They don't have agency in general. They don't have integrity. They don't have logic skills. They don't have loyalty. They have never needed these things to survive. It is not evil, it is biology. Men, logical thinking, rational thinking, we make decisions about right or wrong. Not because we're inherently better. We're better because we have those things. But we have those things because evolution, natural selection, said we needed them. Men and women are not the same. They are different. They are complementary. Important point number one. Men and women are complementary. Neither is better, neither is worse. They are complementary. We as men have failed to keep our women in check and under control. That's why society in the United States of America has become feminized. That's why it is now full of fucking pajama boy metrosexuals. This is why women are looking around them. They don't see men they want to fuck. This is our fault that women don't see men they want to fuck in our society. And because women don't see men they want to fuck, as we covered in the previous episode, they're going to import those men from somewhere. Now, I have another drink of martini. Where? What societies currently have the manliest men on the planet Earth? The men who are the bravest, the boldest, the best at imposing their will on other people, on their environment, getting things done, making things happen. That's me attempting to talk. Seriously, I mean this. Where are the best men? What do you think is the answer? I mean, unless you already know the answer because you know where the fuck this whole thing is going. I've said this before. I'm saying it again. I'm going to say it more in the future. It's the Muslim countries. You can say what you want, and I've said it too, about the Islam religion, about the Muslim, yada, yada, yada. Say whatever you want, bad things. You can say bad things about them all day long. I'll do it too. Here we go. Again, down this road, walk down this road a number of times. I'm just fucking repeating myself. I could do one episode of stating the obvious and just put the thing out 3 fucking days a week. Okay? One thing that cannot be said about over 50% of Muslim men, they are not cowards. They are not cowards. They blow them. They might be delusional. They might be religious fanatics. They might have low IQs. You know, they might smell funny. There's all kinds of insults you can lob at them. And I'll lob those insults right along with you. They are not cowards. These are men who blow themselves up. These are men who kill other people. These are men who fly airplanes into buildings after hijacking the airplanes. These are men who throw homosexuals off the roofs of buildings. These are men who cut people's heads off and put it on the internet. These are men who, when their woman talks back, they slap the bitch in the face and tell her to shut up. These are men who make women wear burqas. These are men who rape 12-year-old girls. These are men who kill women for not being virgins because they got raped. These men are not cowards. These men are not weak. These men impose their will on the environment and the people around them. And regardless of anything that comes out of some dumb fucking cunt's mouth, the white woman in North America given a choice between a suicide bombing religious fanatic rapist who kills people and motherfucking pajama boy, even if she can't articulate it, even if she won't admit to it, her biology knows which of those two men has the quality sperm cells. This is why right now in the European countries, you see these women with the signs, "We'll trade rapist for racist." They know, they're admitting that, yeah, these men are rapist. I want them anyway, because they've got the good sperm. And again, let me broken record myself. It ain't evil, it's biology. When white women in North America look around and all they see is fucking pajama boys, I don't hold them responsible. They can't be held responsible. They don't know right from wrong. They don't have any sense of loyalty to the nation state they live in. They have no sense of loyalty to their community, to their families. All they understand on a biological level, in their little hind brains, no matter what comes out of their mouth, what's going on in the hind brain is a fucking directive of every moment of their life to get the quality sperm. That ultimately drives women. Again, I fucking repeat myself. It's not evil. It's biology. Just like as men, we are driven to accomplish. We are driven to create, to build, to fix, to do things. This is what we are good at. We take things and we create other things from them. Talking about our feelings? We're not that good at that. It's not our biological imperative to talk about our feelings. Our biological imperative was to build things, to take things and to transmute them into other things which could then be used by women to survive and reproduce. As men, in the United States of America, as a whole, we have failed. We, the royal we, heterosexual white men in the United States, have become metrosexual pajama boys. And the white women in the United States look at us and they see our sperm and they see us, and they are not amused. They are not impressed. They are not interested in spreading their legs. And as I have said many, many times before, I don't really blame them. Living next to a college campus, I see 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old boys all the time. If I were a woman, I would not be creaming my panties. There are no sperm cells here to get excited about. All right, everybody, hang on. I need a martini, but I also need to make a very important note. So, it's going to be silent for a minute. Fucking deal with it. Okay, note has been made. Martini is about to be drank. Chug, 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 chug. No, just kidding. I don't chug the martinis. I gotta watch my weight. You know, I gotta keep my girlish figure. It is bikini season. And I need to look good in a bikini. And girls aren't that great. Nah, it was, anyway, long story really short. Girl the other day met her. She's like really charming and adorable and funny and nice. And she had the fucking metal hanging out of her nose. The one where it's like the bull. What do you call it? Ring. You know, like you put a ring in a bull's nose. She had the fucking bull ring hanging. It's like, God, if you just didn't have that piece of metal hanging out of your nose. I'm pretty sure. Moment of pause. Let's talk about my failings. Let's talk about me. Let's talk about my failings. I'm pretty fucking sure I'm never going to have sex again in my life. Because I've just, my standards. And it's not necessarily my standards that high. It's just that it's harder and harder to find a woman with long hair, no tattoos, and no piercings. It's like she was real, and she had a tattoo, and it wasn't that bad. It was like the forearm thing, and it's like, it's kind of gross, but I could live it. But the fucking metal hanging out of your nose. So while I'm sitting here pointing out that, yes, you women are fucked, the white men in North America are pajama boy pussies, and I don't blame you for not wanting to have sex with them. I completely understand. God damn it, stupid bitches. Believe me, I understand why you want Muslim rapists to come here. You want a real man to fuck you. I understand. But God damn, man, when I look around and I see nothing but fucking tattooed, fucking orange-haired, freaky, fucking pierced, fucking freaks. And I'm sorry, why am I going to go to the gym and lift weights to be more, to make myself more attractive to these fucking cunts? All right. Notes. Here we go. I kind of covered all this already. Man, I did this. Yeah, Muslim men, they're not cowards. They're not. We're done here. We're moving on. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, great. Here we go. Here we go. And you say, but great one. What do you mean Muslim men aren't cowards? Well, the news. Do you guys like the news? I like the news. This is just shit. This is called research. This, in other words, I typed some shit into Google, and I automatically believed everything that came up on the front page of Google, because I'm just trying to be like the smartest generation ever, the millennials. Here we go. Oh, and then I just saw this recently. I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before, in a black... By the way, you know what I need? Oh, fuck. Let me put that on the list. Hold on. Fuck, I have so much I need to do. All right. On the website... because I have the linkage over there on the sidebars. I need to add, I'm going to do it. Randy, make sure I do this today. Okay? Do not fucking let me leave the studio till this is done today. Okay? On the sidebar, I need to put in a link section to YouTube channels that I like. Black Pigeon Speaks. I have been listening to his stuff lately. It's excellent. It is absolutely excellent. I cannot recommend this YouTube channel highly enough. I think it was him that said in a video, which may be slightly older, but I just saw it in the last couple of days. Apparently now in Germany, when the Muslims come in and they don't have any documentation and they say, well, I'm 15 years old or 16 years old or 14 years old or whatever, the German authorities have been told that unless the person is obviously over the age of 40, to just believe them when they say they are whatever age they are. Okay. African, fuck. Take three. African migrant who lied that he was 15 years old sexually assaulted Swedish 10-year-old girl in her home after the victim's mother agreed to house refugees. A Muslim lied about his age, fucked a 10-year-old girl in the home of the woman who took him in when he had nothing. See, this is not a coward. This is a man with no fear. This is admirable. You guys say, well, it's wrong to fuck a 10-year-old girl. I don't give a flying shit. This man is not a coward. You can fucking wrong to fuck a 10-year-old girl all day long. You can go fuck yourself up the ass with a goddamn giant black dildo that looks just like Obama's cock. I don't give a shit. This man is not a coward. He is not a fucking coward. You could say, well, he's a degenerate. I don't give a fuck. He's a pedophile. I don't give a fuck. He's a rapist. I don't give a fuck. He's not a coward. This is why white women in North America want this man to come here and shoot his cum inside their cunts. It's because he is not a coward like Pajama Boy. A 10-year-old Swedish girl was molested by a teenage migrant in her own home just weeks after the alleged underage boy had been placed to live with her family. Placed by who? Placed by the state, perhaps? Oh, well, imagine that. The victim was sexually assaulted after falling asleep in her family home in Eslöv, southern Sweden, and awoke to find the perpetrator fondling her breast. Now, yeah, I wasn't there when this happened. I read a couple of different things. It's a little like they say, well, she was sexually molested. He was fondling her breast. I'm not sure that there was any actually penetration of the penis into the cunt. I'm not saying that makes it okay or not. All I'm saying, this is just clarity. Okay? I'm just going for clarity here because there is a difference. I know feminists don't think so, but nobody gives a fuck what a feminist thinks because feminists can't think because they're feminist and they can shut the fuck up. Okay, there is a difference between touching a woman's breast and actually sticking your cock inside of her. Okay, so just not saying that makes it better or worse. I'm just clarifying. Isaac, and there's going to be lots of European names in here. I'm going to mispronounce words fucking left, right, and center. So this is my disclaimer for the entire rest of the podcast. I am probably mispronouncing every fucking name that comes out of my mouth, not doing it intentionally. Isaac Andy from Eritrea claims to be 15 years old. However, his identity or age has not been proven, and court documents state he may be as old as 19. Isaac is the rapist, molester. The victim lives with her parents and older siblings in Eslöv, 25 miles north of Malmö, one of the many families in Sweden who have opened up their homes to help the government house new arrivals following the refugee crisis. Eritini Ardini, who arrived in Sweden without his parents, has been placed with the family along with a second unaccompanied underage male migrant a few weeks prior to the assault. This guy, did they just change his name in this fucking article? First he's Isaac Andai, now he's Eritini Andai. Okay, Andai and the other migrant boy, age 17, my inability to pronounce fucking names doesn't help either. Hey, there's this thing called Google. You can find these articles. I will be reading the title of the article, so you can Google it. The title is African Migrant Who Lied He Was 15 Years Old, Sexually Assaulted, blah, blah, blah. Okay. And if I'm not lazy, I'll put links, but don't count on it. And Dai and the other migrant boy, age 17, I'm just calling him A. A and the other migrant boy, age 17, had been staying in the victim's bedroom while the victim had slept in the same room as her parents in order to make room for the two boys. The victim told police she had been spending time with A in the family's front room on the night of the assault. They had been sat on the sofa using their smartphones and taking pictures, Lund County Court heard. I'm reading this as it is. A had left the room, and the girl soon fell asleep on the sofa, but awoke when she felt A fondling and, quote, pressing hard, unquote, on her breast on top of the bra she was wearing. Again, if a white man in North America touched a woman's breast, it would be rape, sexual assault, patriarchy, yada, yada, yada. But if you're Muslim, well, it's tolerance and diversity. The 10-year-old told police she woke up because it hurt, and when A saw she was awake, he, quote, jumped off, court documents state. She said her breast hurt for several minutes afterwards. Wow, those Muslims really know how to do foreplay. I mean, what do you do to a fucking kid? Okay, she's 10 years. I don't know. I've never been a 10-year-old girl. What do you do to a 10-year-old girl's breast that they would hurt for several minutes? And white women in North America, they want him to come here and fuck them. This is how pathetic. This is, God damn it, you fucking cunts are so pathetic. This is what I'm saying. White women in North America, they read this stuff and they're just like, well, that's okay. Well, he's Muslim. You're just racist. You're just white. You're just patriarchal. You're just homophobic. I mean, this is what we are seeing happening right now around us is the most stunning application of the rationalization hamster that has ever happened in the history of the fucking human species. These are women rationalizing the rape of other women because they want the rapist to come here and rape them so fucking badly. This is why women should not be allowed to vote. She said her breast hurt for several minutes afterwards and later described how she was scared of A after the assault. She thought a lot and was afraid. She didn't dare talk to A after the incident. She didn't dare look him in the eyes either. A had been placed with the family in Eslöv, southern Sweden. Thank you for constantly fucking repeating that it's in Eslöv, southern Sweden. After telling migration authorities he was 15. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. It's math. It's so fucking hard. It's math. Again, this is the rational. Women actually will fucking deny math. Math isn't real. Okay. After telling authorities he was 15. However, he carried no proof or identification and has indicated in police interviews that he is older, possibly 19. Again, does it matter? Does it really matter how old you are? Well, you killed this person, you raped this person, you burned. Well, it's not how old you are. You know what? I don't give a fuck if you're 12 years old. If you rape somebody, if you kill somebody, that just means your parents failed. I'm 17 or younger. You can't try me as an adult. No, but natural selection can fucking try you as an adult. Blah, 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 19. When A arrived in Sweden, he claimed he had been born in 2000, based on what he had been told by his parents and what his identification had said. Now, in the previous paragraph, it says, however, he carried no proof of identification. If he has no identification, how does he know what the identification said? It doesn't matter. I'm a racist. Logical inconsistencies, they don't fucking matter. It's just racism. Well, I just feel like, yeah, I think that because, you know, he only raped that, he only touched the titties of that 10-year-old girl because, you know, he's really oppressed by the patriarchy. And like, you know, he came to Sweden looking for help and he needed somebody to take care of him. And he came into this country that was just patriarchal and there were all these white men around him and they were oppressing him. And he just had no way to respond to this other than to find this 10-year-old girl and to touch her titties. And this was just, it was a conditioned response he was forced into by the patriarchy, and we can't really hold him responsible. How dare you use logic? How dare you point out inconsistencies? However, as any documents of identification had been lost in his journey from some shithole to Sweden, his identity and age could not be established, and no further tests were carried out by Swedish authorities to support his claims. Again, we can't tell how old you are. Well, fuck it. You can just do whatever you want. During the investigation, A told police that he had started school when he was around 10, attended the school for 7 years, and then left the school 2 years prior to arriving in Sweden. Okay, for those of you who have vaginas, 10 plus 5, excuse me, 10. Now I sound as stupid as they do. 10. See, I can laugh at myself because I don't have a vagina. Seriously. So you ever seen a feminist laugh at herself? You ever seen a feminist engage in self-depreciating humor? They can't. Because first of all, okay, to engage in self-depreciating humor, you have to have self-awareness about yourself. Women don't have self-awareness. Second of all, to have self-depreciating humor, to engage in self-depreciating humor, you have to have a sense of humor and some intelligence. Feminist, by virtue of being feminist, don't have a sense of humor or intelligence. I know an intelligent... No, you don't. You do not know an intelligent feminist. I know a rock that can move by itself. No, you don't. No, you don't. There's no such thing as an intelligent feminist. Anyway. For the fuck. I'm going to engage in some patriarchy now. I'm going to do some math. I'm going to oppress women. There's going to be... Oh, the patriarchy app is going off of my cell phone. Hold on. I have to check the patriarchy app. Oh, look. Look. A woman applied for a job. Oh, I'm going to block that. Let me hit the block button. You fucking women. I can do anything I want. I'm strong and empowered. And the patriarchy is holding me down. Wait, hold it. Wait. Okay, you're better than me because you're a woman and women are better than men and you're strong and independent and you do anything you want, but you can't fucking get a job because the patriarchy is oppressing you. Are you sure it's because of is it because maybe you got a fucking worthless degree? What'd you major in? International communications I almost knocked something over because I'm flailing all over the place. It's hilarious. It's a good thing it's not a video cast. I can't get a job. Oh, what'd you major in? International communications with a double minor in English and ethnic studies. Oh, God, you can't find a job. Yes, obviously that's because of the patriarchy. It couldn't possibly have anything to do with you having a fucking worthless degree. No, I couldn't possibly be involved. So fucking strong and independent. Okay, for all you strong and independent fucking cunts out there who can't do math, let's go over this. Started school when he was 10, attended school for 7 years, left school 2 years before coming to Sweden. 10 plus 7 plus 2 is 19. That makes him 19 years old. That makes him an adult. But, that's racist, sexist, and homophobic. A was convicted of sexual molestation. Here we go. Now, so he was, he's sexually molested this 10-year-old girl. Okay, great. No justice, no peace. We're going to get our justice here. He was convicted, despite not knowing how old he was convicted of sexual molestation. Just the worst thing you could ever fucking sexually molested a woman. My God. Women are so precious. And women, they're like princesses. And yeah, a woman's body, it's her body, her choice. He's convicted. Sexual molestation. What, my friends? What might the penalty for sexual molestation in Sweden, if you're a Muslim, what might the penalty for that be? He was sentenced for sexually molesting a 10-year-old girl to pay the victim 5,000 SEK, which translates into, according to this website, I don't know, I'm just believing it, £425, which would be, I don't know what the current exchange rate is. I mean, I know it's not 2-to-1. At the absolute most, that would be $1,000. At the absolute most. Pay the victim £425 and undergo 10 hours of therapy. If you're a Muslim rapist, that's the penalty for grabbing a 10-year-old girl's tits. Now, if I, a heterosexual white man who works for a living, were to aggressively fondle the tit, do 10-year-old girls even have tits? Fuck. If I, a heterosexual white man with a job, fondled the tits of a 10-year-old girl, would you fine me $1,000 and give me 10 hours of therapy? But it's okay. It's okay when a fucking Muslim does it. Because Islam is the religion of peace. And white people, you know, well, they're racist, sexist, homophobic. And it's not his fault. You see, my friends, the patriarchy made him fondle the tits of a 10-year-old girl. I don't bother with the other side. I mean, the other side thinks that fucking Muslims should be allowed to fondle 10-year-old girls and get fined £500 and 10 hours of therapy. I'm not even going to entertain the notion that there's any level of sanity there. I'm not even going to fucking entertain it. You're stupid, and hopefully one day in the future, natural selection will eliminate you people from the